He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go, that I have found and Savior, and He sweet, I know. He's sweet. Oh, sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He sweet, I know.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have made, a day, oh God, that you have ordained for us to be able to see, and a day, God, that you have blessed us to be able to rise early in the morning to seek your face. Lord, you are our priority today. You are the most important thing on our schedule and the most important thing in our lives. And so we look to you, O God, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, O God, our rock and our salvation. We look to you, O Lord, our healer and our redeemer as we begin this new day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts. Oh God, we are ready to bless your name, for you have been a good God. You have been a mighty God, and you have blessed us to be able to see this brand new day. Thank you for allowing me to wake up this morning in my right mind. For if you had not been in my thoughts, oh God, I would not be in the state of peace, oh God, that I'm in right now this morning. But God, I want to say thank you. And no matter what may be blowing around, God, the songwriter said, you are sweet, that I know that I don't have to fear, I don't have to fret, I don't have to be concerned, because my God will be with me, my God will keep me, my God will strengthen me, my God will protect me. God, I'm at peace, oh God, in this day, God, because I know that you will walk with me and you will talk with me. You will take me along this life narrow way. And so I glorify you and I magnify you, God, because you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of the praise. You alone are worthy of the adoration. And we magnify you and we glorify your name today. Thank you, oh God, that you woke me up this morning with my reasonable portion of health and strength. There's some aches and there's some pains here and there, but God, you bless me, oh God, to be able to rise up. I can clap and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. I can bless you with the fruit of my lips. I even can dance before you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I have a reason to give thanks unto you. I have a reason to bless the God of my salvation. I have a reason to praise your magnificent and holy name, God, on this day. Thank you, oh God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you, oh God, that I can see the beauty of your creation. Lord, I see right now that the sun is on its way up. God, here in Orlando, it's a little warm this morning, God, but I can breathe the air, God, that you have allowed for me to breathe, God. I can hear out of my ears, Lord. I don't have to have any additional assistance with my ears, oh God. I can give you glory and I can give you honor and praise, Lord, because you have been so good to me. And I thank you, God, for all that you have blessed me with already this morning, for your mercies They are new every single morning because you are faithfully great towards your people. Now, God, I ask, oh, God, that you would move upon your people, move by your power, move by your might. Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way as we continue to march our way towards Pentecost, Lord. We want your anointing. We want your filling, God, and we want to show the results of your filling, God. We don't want to just say that we're saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, Lord, but we want to be able to bear the fruit of your indwelling, God. So come to more and have your way in us now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of our minds, oh God. Cast him out of our wills, oh God, and cast him out of our way in the mighty name of Jesus. Uproot, oh God, his tricks, oh God, his things that he's attempting to do to try to lead your people astray, God. Even though there's noise in the background, God, you're still worthy, oh God, and you still have my full attention. And so, God, I pray that you would help us, oh God, with the traps that the enemy are setting before us on this day. We don't know the way that we should take. We don't know the way that we should go, but we look to you, oh God. We look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, our God of direction and our strong tower. We look to you, the one who knows our ending from our beginning. We look to you, oh great and mighty God. And so guide us today, creating us a clean heart. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, renew a right spirit in us, so that we may walk worthy of our calling today, and that we may be an example of you in the spirit of holiness on this day. Let us not lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways help us to acknowledge you so that you will direct our pathways. We can't make it without you. We can't live without you, and we cannot move without you. We pray your special anointing upon us, God, as we continue in this day. We can't do anything without you, so we seek you first. We make you our priority because you alone are worthy. And since you are the priority, God, you get preeminence in our lives. And since you get preeminence in our lives, God, we submit to you, and we want your glory to reign in us on this day. Lead, God, and direct us, Lord. Give us wisdom. You said if any man needeth wisdom or asks for wisdom, you liberally give it unto them. Lord, we need your wisdom, Lord, today. We need your instruction, oh God, today. We need your guidance today. And we definitely need you to walk with us and to talk with us. We pray for the success of the International Women's Convention here in Orlando, God. Let a supernatural anointing flow over all of the women and even all of the men that are here, Lord, that are participating. God, that you might get the glory out of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us not just come here just to look or just to come to shop or just to come and relax, Lord, but let us have a desire to seek after your will and seek after your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And so bless Mother McCool Lewis, oh God, as she leads this convention. Bless our presiding bishop, Lord, and bless my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, and touch your people everywhere. Keep covering over our homes as we are away, God, and allow your will to be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We won't take that back, God, because you first loved us, and we thank you for loving us. We thank you that your love never fails. We thank you that your love never runs out on us. We thank you, God, that you are magnificent in all your ways, that you're glorious in all your ways. And so we honor you, Lord, today. We magnify you, and we glorify you. We pray for all of those that are on our prayer list, Lord, the International Women's Convention. We pray for Sister, I believe, Vicki Goodman. We pray for the Coulter family. We pray for all of those, oh God, that are on our list. Give us safe traveling mercies as we go throughout this day, as we prepare ourselves to go to our prayer breakfast this morning. Lord, we pray that your will might be done. Lead us and guide us and direct us. Bless everyone that got up this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice, Lord. It's early in the morning. We had a late night last night. We're still on the same coast, Lord, but you're still worthy. You're still our primary focus. You're still the one that we're leaning on. You're still the one that we're depending upon. You're still the one that we can't make it without. And so, Lord, lead us and guide us and direct us this day. We're dependent upon you. We can't make it without you. Anoint our bodies even now, from the very crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And maybe someone on the line, God, that's aching in pain, have some pain in the hips, have pains in the knees, pains in the feet. God, you are a healer. You are that balm in Gilead, Lord. Somebody may have a concern, a burden, oh God, something that they need you to meet the need right now, God. Come right now, God, and meet the need, God. God, before the day is done, open up the door. Make the way out of no way. Do it for your glory, God. You are a dependable God. We don't have to lean onto our own understanding. And we don't have to worry about you failing because you never fail. You said your word won't return unto you void, but it accomplished what it set forth for it to accomplish. Accomplish your word in us, oh God, today. Let your word be fulfilled in us, oh God, today. Let your word be glorified in us today. Help us to declare your words from the fruit of our lips, oh God, and speak your word into our lives. Speak healing and speak deliverance. Speak salvation. Speak protection. Oh God, speak peace. Speak joy, God. Give us the audacity and the boldness to declare those things that may not be in our lives as though they were, God. We love you, God, today with all of our heart, with all of our mind and with all of our soul, God. We love you, God, today, because there is none like you, Lord. I could have started off this morning just crying out, God, there is none like you. I can search high, I can search low, but God, you never fail. Man fails us, God. Our friends fail us, God. Even our loved ones sometimes fail us, oh God, but you never fail. You always come through and you always come right on time. So God, we love you, Lord, today. If I haven't said anything else, Lord, the least I can do is tell you that I love you. I can't make without you, and I can't even breathe without you. Thank you, God, for being so magnificent. Thank you, oh God, for being so great. And thank you, oh God, for being so mighty. Bless your people. Keep us covered under your protective wings. We're dwelling in your secret place this morning. And you said, God, we shall be covered by the shadow of the Almighty. Cover us even now. Cover our thoughts and cover our actions. Cover our mouths, oh God. Help us to put our flesh under subjection so that our flesh won't get any of your glory, God. That's making you priority by leaning on, not on our own understanding, but depending upon you in everything that we need. Seeking you first while you may yet be found, and putting your kingdom and your righteousness first, by putting those things that are important to you first. And when we do that, God, we surrender to you, we submit to your will, and then, God, there's nothing that can come against us that will cause us to fail. Nothing shall separate me from your love, oh God, today. Oh God, some conflict, no, God, I won't allow it to separate me from your love. Some distraction, God, some irritation, God, whatever the enemy may try to throw my way, I refuse to allow anything to separate me from your love. Keep my eyes focusing on you. God, get the glory out of our lives on this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are wonderful, and you alone are God. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this day. Amen and amen.